Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're...
listening to your Leavers song?
You could have your headphones in, listening to the podcast, and then out loud, your Leavers song would be playing.
Yeah. Or we could play a Leavers song.
Mm.
You got anything there?
Yeah, I've got one here. Yeah.
You know, I could just...
anyway, on the podcast today, what do we got, Jim?
We've got Leavers songs.
Leavers songs are on there, hence the link, which is
hence
great.
Hence the link, 1060, which is Leavers song. We've got a winner for Alpha Bucks.
Oh, I can't believe that. How good did she go? Ashley, yeah.
Yeah, smashed it.
Awesome.
We asked, what's your food craving?
Food craving, yes.
Guy, I love that story, broke into a car to get a cheesy bee.
Mm-hmm. True story.
We got the birthday shout-outs blitz.
Oh, yeah. That made it, did it? Yeah.
Because people ask us.
People want to hear their birthday shouts. Yeah, of course.
You can make someone's day, their month.
Oh, we've got to get it out. Either.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and...
yeah, that's it, Jim. Tip your hat, take a bow, and pour yourself a Bev Hobart. You have made it. You have made it to Friday. Good on you guys.
Made it Friday. Good on you guys.
Ping, ping.
Are you going to do the repeat thing again? What's going on?
It's not you, it's me. Just a bit on for the boys. So
yeah, a bit on.
We've just been a bit busy, a bit tired, but you know, we'll just keep punching through.
We'll just keep pushing through, mate. Keep pushing through. We've got a dinner tonight.
I'll be honest. I knew that. I was chatting to someone last night. I had dinner. And then we can get out of it. And I went, it's kind of a work thing.
Yeah, it's also a free dinner, so don't really want to.
It's like... Nathan and I are so lucky to get invited to so many things and do all this stuff. But there are times where, like, I'm just a bit tired and I'll go to something and I'm like, I want nothing more than to sit with you, my best friend, have a beer and just sort of like, talk sort of nothing.
Yeah.
But then people come over and it's like, oh my God, Jimmy and Nate.
Yeah.
Dance monkeys. I'm like,
Jack in a box, mate. That's us.
But we're coming towards the end of the hairy season. Nathan and I will take a photo.
Yeah.
We haven't been good enough doing them every day.
But we've had a bit on.
But yeah, if you want to donate, get involved with Movember, head to the socials at Jimmy Nath.
Only 4 days left, really, isn't there? Only 4 days left, and then are you going to take yours off straight away? Are you going to keep it on?
I was thinking about that. I wasn't.
I don't have a choice in the matter. So you know what? I have to take mine off.
Your girlfriend, straight your mother, away. All the women in your family want to get rid of it.
Nanny Lynn, and you don't want to upset Nanny Lynn. She's happy with you to keep yours, but not me.
I'll tell you what.
I don't know why.
I'm just looking at the mirror I have in front of me. It's not even a gag.
It's absolutely true.
I'm like a bird in a cage.
It was originally... yeah, you've also got a little ball there that you kick around. That's also not a lie. Oh, beautiful. Well, did you guys feed the bird? Make sure we give him some seed.
No, the thing about... I think I grow a really good mustache, but it suits my face.
Yeah.
And everyone in the office, like, we'll walk in together, and I'm not tooting my own horn here. I do think I grow a good mustache, but everyone goes, oh, look at Nate's mustache. Oh, Nate.
Yeah. Because mine stands out more.
Yeah.
Yours suits your face more. Because I think your moustache, the colour of it matches your hair more.
Yes. Yours is quite... your moustache is much darker
than
your hair.
It really stands out. It really pops in a bad way.
Because mine, it just sort of suits, you know, like... I look like I could have been rocking this for 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whereas I look like I'm in a certain filming industry and have been for a few years. Maybe a little bit washed up.
Nate's only been in the porn industry for a year.
I'm new to it.
If you want to see our mustaches, at Jimmy Nath. And if you want Nate's OnlyFans, at Jimmy and Nath. We'll put a discount code. You can swipe up. Nath, we've got some bad news for you. So just... it's not your fault.
I know, it's never my fault.
It's not your fault.
It's never my fault, but they still get me.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, but then what are they?
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Mm.
Nath, it's been a wet spring, and the Bureau of Meteorology...
The bomb.
...has declared La Nina for summer, creating the perfect conditions for mozzies to thrive. The stagnant water, warmer weather creates ideal conditions for mosquitoes, and experts predict there will be a mosquito explosion here in Tasmania.
Kill them all.
I'll be honest, I don't really... I'm not a believer in mosquitoes here in Tasmania.
They are there for 28 long, hard, laborious years. I have been attacked daily, weekly, monthly by mosquitoes everywhere. I don't even see them sometimes.
So they put some information out, the Bureau, and this is nothing you can... Well, there is. Look, we'll talk through it. So mosquitoes are stimulated by a number of factors when they're seeking a bloody meal.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I need a bloody meal.
I just need a bloody meal, gosh. I'm hungry.
Initially, they're attracted by carbon dioxide when we're breathing. So if you tend to breathe more...
Heavy breathing. Which is me.
Attracted to.
Yep.
So there's the ding there.
That's one.
Yeah. They also are attracted to body heat. So if you're someone who's naturally more...
Extremely hot.
Hot.
We know that's me. I'm wearing t-shirt and shorts all the time.
So that's further away. They're looking for body heat and they're looking for the...
So what you see, they're seeing me from a distance.
Yeah, you're...
with the body heat and everything else.
You're a tasty snack running up the mountain last week. Oh, this big, heavy breathing, hot guy. And it gets worse here. So they're attracted to different types of blood type.
Okay.
Type O is the most popular.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know, what is yours?
Type O.
This is good. This one isn't new.
No, it's what?
Pregnancy.
Well,
no.
No, I'm not.
Believe it or not, they are attracted to...
Pregnancy.
Pregnancy, because there's two people, so there's...
Yeah, but I hang out with a lot of pregnant people.
So again, so far, I mean, you can't do anything. You're just a bigger guy. You breathe a bit heavier, especially when you're exercising. You are just naturally, you overheat. You're very hot.
Yeah.
Your blood type. These are all things that you can't help. Pregnancy, not you. So there's one.
That one's
so
fine. That's all right.
Three out of four.
Yeah, that's fine.
But the last one, and I know you and I have covered this on the show before. This is one you can change, but I know you won't, and I know I won't. That beer drinking makes you more...
Come at me, Mozzies. Bloody come at me, guys. I'll bottle you. I'll smack you up with the beer bottle.
It's true. There's been multiple studies. We've done this on the show before. And I know you knew this. But, yeah, beer drinking.
Beers and bananas, I heard.
Yes. Beers and bananas as well.
Yeah.
Potassium in the bananas. So,
not what I wanted to hear, that it's going to be a big Mozzie season. They go after me. I don't know why. It doesn't matter where I am.
The article goes on.
I'll be in a movie cinema. I'll be in a shopping centre.
Well, because you have all the... You've got all the ticks, other than pregnancy, but you have all the ticks. I will say that they go on the Bureau of Meteorology to talk, and they do make a joke in the article saying that you should find someone who Mozzies are attracted to, and then you're less likely to be bitten because they'll go to you.
Oh, I'm like a bloody neon light, mate. Come to me.
I'll be honest, I don't think I get bitten because I usually do everything with you, especially when we're outside.
My partner Meg's exactly the same. She never gets bitten. People around me never get bitten because, mate, I'm a walking bloody hamburger.
So give yourself a round of applause. Thank you for being our hamburger.
No, do a round of applause.
Thank you.
No.
We love you. Just everyone in your life, thank you for being the neon light to
our
skin.
Never drink another beer again.
That's a lie.
Yep. 17 minutes to 7 for your Friday morning. It's your boys. Jimmy and Nath.
Jinx.
You owe me a Coke.
You owe me a soda. Nath, a little chance of rain, light shower this morning and maybe early afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Tops of 15 today. But...
Yeah.
Which is not too bad.
No, that's fine. We can do with that. Absolutely.
I mean, look outside now. It's absolutely mint.
Beautiful.
And they're saying they're going to have light showers. Don't think so.
Mm.
But over the weekend, 0% chance of rain. Nothing. And tops of 2021.
Oh, love that. Happy 2021, guys. that's my optimum.
Yeah,
it really is.
You love that. Not too hot, not too cold.
25 is where it starts to get a little bit too hot for the big guy, as we discussed earlier in the show. That's when the Mozzies come after me. 2021, anything under 25 is perfect for me.
You love the
above
low,
15.
You love the low 20s,
yeah,
though.
Low
when
20s.
It gets to 20, 21, 22, Saturday, Sunday, tops of 20, 21, sunny, and, 0% chance of rain.
That's perfect.
That makes me happy.
It makes a lot of people happy. I went out to the golf course yesterday, the Royal Hobart Golf Course.
Did
love those courses. Surprisingly, I mean, not great, but better than I have been, which says a lot about my golf game. But a lot of golf courses and a lot of grasslands.
You called me on the 15th. You're putting for birdie. How'd that go?
Yeah, missed it. Well, I was distracted.
You called me.
Yeah, and I left you on loudspeaker, which I shouldn't do.
You suck!
But a lot of
jackass.
But a lot of, yeah, I call you just so you can rinse me on the golf course. No, but a lot of outdoor areas at the moment, but any kind of grasslands, we're talking public parks, we're talking golf courses, we're talking walking cricket pitches, they're all so sodden with water at the moment. This is the thing. So
we've had so much rain.
When we get this kind of weather, it's going to be great because it's going to dry those things out, which means more opportunity for people to go out and do these things. Because it's fair enough to have good weather, but if it's in between soggy days, then you can't really do anything anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm notoriously, you know, just staying in the city, walking on cement. So
oh,
really,
you're a big cement guy. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
You're a
national
big...
state, never heard of
no,
it.
Nah, you love a bloody concrete jungle, don't you? It's your birthday,
so you're about to get a birthday. Blitz. Yeah, it's a bit of a... Can you give me some blitzy music?
Yeah, I can give you some blitzy music. It might take me a while because we've got...
What do you got in your button bar?
We've got a new system here. Oh, okay, how about this?
No, definitely
not that one.
No.
Okay. I've got something blitz. I don't know if I've got something blitz.
Today, Friday.
It'll work.
That'll work.
You can make that work, yeah?
Yeah. Right. I'm a professional, mate. Friday, the 26th of November. But we've missed them all week, guys. And that's our fault. Producer Grace is away and we didn't know how to log into computers.
Yep.
So this week, let's start. On Monday, the 22nd of November, we had Laura Thompson.
Laura.
Happy 16th birthday to Lulu. And that's love. Let's just do a round of applause.
Round of applause,
love from Mum, Dad and Ben.
Good on you, Laura.
Happy 16th, Lulu. Hope you had a cracking day. On Wednesday, the 24th of November, Nath, you're going to love this one.
Mm.
We missed Peter Jeffrey.
Pete.
Who celebrated his 90th birthday.
Oh, 90 for Big Pete. Listen to Pete, 90 years old. Good
happy,
on him.
Happy 90th birthday, Poppy. Love from Linny, Matt, Ryan, Zoe, and a big woof woof from Ruby the dog.
So, just quickly, Linny is his wife, grandma.
I don't know.
Because that would be weird, because my Poppy's wife
just
is Linny.
From Linny, Matt, Ryan. It doesn't say who's who.
I just find that weird. That's crazy. There's
everyone
another Nanny Lynn.
There's only one Nanny Lynn on this show. I do love that they said Ruby's a dog.
Yeah, I love that. It's beautiful.
Also on Wednesday, the 24th of November 8th, we miss Declan's birthday. Happy birthday to Declan.
Good on you, Heckers, Deckers.
And that's from us, Jimmy and Nath.
Is that from us?
Yeah,
good on you. I knew I wrote that one personally. So happy birthday, Declan.
On Thursday, yesterday, the 25th of November, we miss Jacob's birthday. Happy birthday to my son and my brother.
Wait, what? So, my son and my brother. Oh, dear.
Love you loads.
Each to their own.
Have your best day ever. That's from Declan and the gang.
Okay. I'm full Tassie.
Gonna keep going. Just keep pushing through. Also, on Thursday the 25th of November.
Yeah.
Kyron Wilson.
Oh, good on you, Kyron.
Happy 10th birthday. Finally, double digits.
Yeah.
Have a fun day. And that's from Mum, Dad, and Sienna.
Beautiful. Is that
I
all of them?
I think that's Kyron as well. I don't know. How would you say that? Good there.
Kyron.
Yeah,
Kyron. Well, a massive happy birthday to everybody, guys. There you go.
Apologies we missed you on the actual day. There were none today.
Yeah.
But again, producer none Grace away. Jimmy Nath don't know how to do anything here.
Yeah, mate. We're just chasing our own tails here. Shout out to Imogen from the Fun and Games Department. She put that together. Definitely. Yeah.
She goes, why aren't you guys doing birthday shouts? Said Imogen. I don't know how to do that,
mate. I'll just...
You know my laptop's got dust on it?
I just work here, mate. Right, on the way for you,
mate,
7
just pushes the buttons and
I just
work
buttons,
here.
Mate. Listen to that. Jim, a man has broken into a car in WA by smashing the windscreen just to steal a McDonald's cheeseburger. That's all he was doing. To steal a McDonald's cheeseburger that he saw in the center console. X-ray vision.
It was Superman. Heat vision, the screen melted. Bit confused.
He was arrested next to the car, was seen sitting there and eating the burger, has been fined $800, and when asked, he admitted to causing the damage and apologised, stating he was just very hungry and craved a McDonald's cheeseburger.
I mean, you may not have the answer to this, but how long was the cheeseburger in there between being purchased from McDonald's and him smashing the...
No idea. And I don't know how he would know that.
Yeah.
So...
I love a McDonald's...
Sometimes there's no rhyme or reason.
I mean, I love a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Oh, it's good. You're the guy.
But, yeah, there's no... I mean, you just see a rapper in a car, you would know. Unless you were watching the car go through drive-through, then they parked in the Macca's car spot, went, oh, my God, I realise I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Locked the car, run inside to wee.
Unless this happened in the car park.
And then he's gone, oh, my God, there's a fresh cheesy bee.
Mm. smash the windscreen, eat the cheesy bee, but then to stay, he sat down at the foot of the car, like on, leaning on the wheel.
Was it his car?
No, it wasn't his car. No, no, it wasn't.
I bought Macca's. Oh, no, I left my keys in there. I'm hungry. But I'll tell you what I do appreciate. Please come. That's what I would have said. I would have said, well, mate, what's going on here?
Mm.
Oh, my car, forgot the keys.
I'll tell you what I do appreciate, though, his honesty. I was just craving a cheesy. Craving a cheesy. Now, yes, he's been fined $800, and on the Penny Pinchers menu, I think cheesies go for a
$2.
Oh, sometimes I think even a dollar. So,
yeah.
I mean, he could have got $800, but anyway, whatever. He was hungry at the time he was craving, which is why I want to ask the question, 131060, what's your food craving? For me, it's always some sort of dip. I love some savoury dip.
Dip.
D-I. How do you spell the rest of that?
P.
P. D-I-P. Yeah.
Craving some
love some pee. Dip.
Yeah.
All different flavours of dip. Love it. All different types of dip.
You
get those small little dips.
Huge dip.
Sometimes I'll have different dips all at the same time.
Two dips at once.
Oh, mate. Sometimes I'll have several dips.
Greedy.
Have you got a go-to food craving? I think I know what one of yours is.
Oh, all right. Have a guess.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Ice cream's a big one for
you. That's the only thing I really crave. Yeah. I love all types of food, but I've never really... every now and then I might...
I've never seen a man hammer through ice cream like you.
The other night...
It's remarkable.
I was at home, I'd had dinner, and I was just craving some Ben and Jerry's. I was feeling a little sad, listening to Adele.
Oh, were you watching Bridget Jones's Diary?
Easy on me. I drove to Woolies.
Yeah.
I got myself the cookies.
Oh, cookie dough.
Cookie doughy one. Ben and Jerry's. Went home, polished it off.
Oh, good on you, mate. So that's the thing, cravings, they're allowed.
Yeah.
Kalinda Lee from Bridgewater. Kalinda Lee, have you got a go-to food craving?
My go-to food craving would have to be buttered chicken.
Buttered chicken?
Okay, really quickly, for those who don't know, Kalinda Lee, you won 15K off us, insinuated 15K.
Yeah.
And I believe when we interviewed you, you said you were going to buy the hairdressing salon buttered chicken.
Yep.
I did correct. Say. So wait, I thought you were doing a nice thing, but was that just you
that's
craving
just your
it? You
craving.
Wanted it?
Kinda.
So no one else actually wanted it.
Okay. I remember the time you're like, what a nice thing. Maybe everyone there. And now you ring months later and you're like, oh, no.
Kalinda Lee, how often are you putting away some butter chicken?
Well, I'm always craving it about once a week.
Once a week, okay.
Do you eat it once a week?
No.
Okay.
No.
But right. you get the, oh, man, some butter chicken.
Where are you getting your BC from, your butter chicken?
It's DeWatt's.
DeWatt's. Okay, rip into it. And, are you satisfied after you have it, or do you just keep craving more? You're like a bottomless pit for some BC.
I'm satisfied after I eat it.
I just feel like I'm never satisfied with the dip. I just want to keep having it. You know what I mean?
No, once I've had ice cream, I couldn't eat another one. An animal.
You can't stop. I am an animal. Beck from Claremont. Beck, what's your go-to food craving?
Lime cordial.
Lime cordial is an interesting one. Okay.
How often are you craving it, Beck?
Oh, look, if I see someone with it, it's like food envy or drink envy.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. And then I can't stop thinking about it till I have it.
Wow. How often are you drinking lime cordial?
Oh, sometimes maybe once a week.
Okay. Are you going through a whole bottle once a week?
No, just like a heart.
Mate, she's not sucking down a 2-liter bottle of cordial.
I used to do that with the fruit cup cordial. Remember, cordial, you had to wean me off it.
Nath was addicted.
I was addicted to fruit cup cordial.
Fruit cup cordial. Like, he'd polish off one of those 2-liter Cotties bottles. I don't know every 3 days or something.
Oh, I was hammering through it. Okay, so you're not having it that much, but you do crave it a lot, Beck.
Oh yeah. Must have if I see it.
See, that's the thing, food cravings, mate. Well, now we're talking about. I shouldn't be bringing up my ex's fruit cup Cotties cordial.
This is triggering for you. Yeah.
Just ask the question, 131060, what's your food craving? This is after a guy, he decided to smash into a car just to steal a McDonald's cheeseburger because he said he was craving it. He sat there at the scene of the crime, admitted to doing it, got an $800 fine and told the police that he was just craving a Macca's cheesy.
So I was thinking about it, though. So, like, when we were up on Flinders, yeah. I remember we were chatting to a few of the guys up there and they were like, they crave Maccas.
Yeah,
and
of course.
So they get people to fly it up from, they'll just chuck it on the
Sharp
plane.
Airlines. Yeah.
And think. But then I'm like, all right, so let's just say this bloke was, I don't know, like 5 hours away from
a Maccas,
right? Mm. And so he sees a car with the cheesy bee in. But that also means that car has driven at least, could be longer, 5 hours from the Maccas to get to that point for him to break into it.
So this is the thing. When people are craving stuff, maybe they don't think through that. They just see the cheesy bee. You know what I mean?
Well, that's, I mean, when I'm crazy cravings. Cravings.
131060, crazings.
The thing,
that's
mate.
What we should have called
it.
Megan from Moraine. Megs, what's your food craving?
Hi, I crave cheesecake.
I do love a cheesecake. Okay.
It's a specific one, though.
Okay, what is it?
It's a Toblerone cheesecake.
Never had a Toblerone. Where do you get that from, Megan?
It's in Salamanca Fresh.
Okay. Salamanca Fresh, okay. So, like, how often are you putting away a Toblerone cheesecake?
Sorry, darling?
How often are you eating it?
Well, during COVID, I was a bit bad and I was going there, like, every day or so, every second day.
Good on
and
you.
And now...
Yeah.
I've cut back to it's a Saturday option and Saturday only.
Okay.
Mate, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, during COVID and stuff, I was polishing off a tub of ice cream a day.
Mm. It was just... Yeah. It was horrible.
Okay. Megan, we want to ask you this question. Okay. Say you are in a car park, right? And there's a car there. No one else is around. It's not your car, but in that car on the passenger seat is a Toblerone cheesecake, right? And you are at the epitome of your craving for a Toblerone cheesecake. Do you break into the car and eat the cheesecake?
Probably not, because I don't like people's germs.
You don't like people's germs. It's untouched. It's untouched.
Untouched? I don't know. Is the car unlocked? Is it just, or do I have to smash a window?
Car's unlocked.
Eh, maybe.
Yeah. Smash a window. You got to smash a window.
No, that's the line.
Yeah, where the line is.
All right, Brody from Gagebrook. Brodes, what's your go-to food craving?
My go-to food craving would be 2-minute noodles with a can of tuna and some peas and corn.
Okay. Simple man.
I love that. How often are you putting that away, Brodes?
Two or three times a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a simple meal.
Okay.
It's just like a mini seafood stir fry. It's great.
Mewers are turning over at the moment.
Going out.
Robin Schultz, Francesco Yates, Sugar, hit 100.9. $1,000 up for grabs next with Alpha Bucks. Be by your phones, guys, and get ready to call 131060.
Nath just forgot to turn his mic on and started talking.
Yeah, I like to warm up what I'm going to say before I say it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's important.
Check that video out on the socials at Jimmy and Nath. I'll be editing that very soon.
Just use the old one. I've done it a few times.
I tell you, when the cameras are rolling, you screw up.
Yeah,
you do it on purpose.
I want to make sure I get on the socials. You know what I mean?
Because you never feature. Nathan, it is Movember this month. It's something that you and I are incredibly passionate about. We even ran the Point to Pinnacle last weekend, raising funds and awareness for Movember. Apologies to Tommy Windsor, friend of the show. We usually get him on every Friday, but we don't have producer Grace organising us.
We had him in on Monday at an ice bath. He probably doesn't want to come back on.
He doesn't return anyway.
We made him wear Jimmy Nath Budgie Smuglets, which is the female version, and we put him in an ice bath. He will never come on the show again.
Yeah, he actually hasn't replied to any of my messages. Won't return my calls. No, we'll get Tommy on next week because Monday, Tuesday are the last couple of days.
Yes. Can't believe there's only 4 days left.
I know. Wild. Again, we'll need to upload a photo of our Mo's as well. But, Nate, look, I've spoken about my mental health plenty of times on the show.
Sure.
But I haven't been completely honest lately about it. And yesterday, Bree, who's worked here many years, even before us.
Oh, the initiator of the Fun and Games Department.
Yeah. She's taking some time off because she's had a second baby. Congratulations to Bree as well.
Beautiful new baby.
Little
Oscar and Charlie.
Oscar and Charlie. Yeah. I knew that. but yesterday, Bree came in and we were having a chat and she was showing off Oscar. Mm. And she's just like, Jim, you and Nate so busy. And we've had a bit on. And she just said, I still listen to the show every day. And it's just so nice to know that you know, mentally you're in a really good space. Because I've spoken to her about, you know, battling depression and being on antidepressants, you know, seeing a psychologist, all the things I've spoken about in the show.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's just so good to see you in a good space. And I went, no, things are great, rah, rah, rah. And that's when I realized things haven't been great. I mean, you know, because I tell you everything.
Yeah.
But like last, I've actually been, look, and the reason I want to talk about the show, it's not a woe is me. I'm not looking for, you know, people like, oh, Jimmy. come on, mate. I'm not looking for that. You know, I'm not like that at all. But I wanted to be honest because I know that, you know, I have spoken about, you know, being on medication, seeing, you know, a psychologist, chatting my GP regularly and all that stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'm in a really good place. And I have said that recently. But the truth is probably the last 2-3 weeks I haven't been. I've been in a really, really shitty space. I've been really low. Last weekend, I couldn't even sleep on Friday and Saturday. Not the best way to prep for a
point of pinnacle running up a hill.
I texted you on Saturday. I was like, I don't want to look. There's some things going on behind the scenes as well that I don't really want to go into on the show. But I was just crying. I was just sobbing like you wouldn't believe on Saturday. Couldn't eat anything. Again, not great prep for.
I wouldn't put in the top five preparation for doing the world's toughest half marathon.
Six though, crying and not eating. Well, one's like getting good night's sleep.
I don't know if you were just trying to reduce like the amount of weight you were carrying out, trying to get rid of your water weight.
Liquid. I was trying to not eat anything because I thought lighter, good to get up the mountain.
It's weird to fast before doing a half marathon, which is strange.
Well, yeah, a lot of people said to us you should eat a lot of pastas and carbs, which you did, and I went, gonna go the opposite way.
Yeah,
not gonna eat anything.
Hang on, are you just doing this to make an excuse for losing to me?
Yeah, look, it is.
This whole thing is just an excuse.
If I wasn't depressed, I would have been up there.
Oh, here he is.
This is. I've figured it out a week. No, look. I mean, you know, if you're listening to the show, that Nathan, I love having a laugh, and I said to you before, Nath, that we were going to chat about this, and I still want it to be Jimmy and Nath because I don't want people who are struggling to struggle to talk about it.
Yeah,
like I want to show that you and I can still talk about a real serious. Again, Hobart, last Saturday and Sunday, I was crying my eyes out. Yesterday, I was sitting in Woolworths and 30 minutes I was sitting in the car park.
Yeah.
I couldn't get out of the car. I was sitting in the car park at Woolies in Sandy Bay. I only went in to grab an avocado and some corn chips. And by the way, after you sit in the car for 30...
And you love avocado and corn chips.
I tell you what, though. 30 minutes, I was having a panic attack. I was crying. I couldn't get out of the car. 30 minutes. When I finally got the courage to get out of that car and walk into Woolies, I was like, the avocados better be ripe. Imagine sitting there crying 30 minutes going, oh, Jesus, avocados.
I was in there the other day with green bananas.
Green bananas and hard
avocados.
Mate,
the bananas look closer to an avocado than the avocados. When they're that green, don't they?
Look, yeah. Again, we love having... But I guess the point I'm trying to make is... I want people to be able to talk about their mental health. And I also want people to know, again, I've done this plenty of times, but the antidepressants are in front of me. I take them at the end of every show because you're supposed to take them same time every day. I still see a psychologist regularly. I still chat to my GP and I still struggle.
Oh, look, I think it's a good reminder because on this show, and you have addressed it the last couple of weeks, is that you have been in a good place. You've been in a good place, in a better place than you have been in a very long time. But it's a good reminder that just because you're in a good place doesn't mean you won't go back to a bad place. And that's okay.
And yeah, and I guess the other thing, and I've also been lying because I guess it's really easy when I'm in a good place to talk about mental health. It's like, hey, I struggle, but I'm great.
Yeah.
I haven't been. Like I said, last weekend I was crying. I didn't sleep for 2 days. Again, that's why I lost to Nathan the point of pinnacle.
Here we go.
but like seriously, like you can still, I want people, I guess, listening to the show, Nathan, sort of as you just alluded to, that you can be getting professional help.
Yeah.
You can be doing all the right things, but that's not going to stop you feeling low in that battle with depression.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I still know. This is a battle that I have for the rest of my life. Yes, I'm taking drugs. I'm seeing things, but I'm still low, Hobart. I mean, you hear me every day. You probably didn't even know that. The last 2 weeks I've been crying. I can't sleep at night. And then if you have been listening to the show every day, you're like, what?
Yeah.
Because I love the show and stuff, but it is a struggle. It's about, and it's okay. It's okay. If you're getting professional, and this is why I didn't want people to think I'm getting professional help and everything's fixed. It's not. It's a concept. If you're listening now and you are struggling, it's okay. And if you're getting professional help, it's okay too. It's a roller coaster, guys. It's going to get up. It's going to go down. And I want people listening to the show, again, it's not me looking for sympathy or looking for anything. It's just me saying to those people out there who are struggling, it is okay.
Yeah, of course.
Again, that's why we're, you know, so big ambassadors for Movember and all that sort of stuff. I just want people to know that it's okay. If you're getting help and you're struggling, it's okay. If you haven't got help yet, it's okay. Just, you know, have those conversations and know that, you know, I love you, Nath loves you, and you're not alone in your fight.
Of course. And a reminder, Lifeline, of course, is available 24/7, 13, 11, 14. Ashley from Midway Point, are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Okay, your first question, beginning with V. Name a sport.
Volleyball.
A flavour of ice cream.
Vanilla.
A famous painter.
Van Gogh.
A Madonna song.
Vogue.
A planet.
Venus.
A brand of shoe.
Vans.
State in Australia.
Victoria.
A fabric.
Velvet.
Something you get at the dentist.
Pass.
Something fragile.
Vase.
Something you get at a dentist.
Veneer.
I'm just going to say it. You've done it, Ash. 1,000 bucks.
Well done, Ashley.
Amazing.
You absolutely, I didn't even need to check anything. Everything was absolutely spot on our sheet.
I'll go through it. Volleyball, vanilla, Van Gogh, Vogue, Venus, Vans, Victoria, Velvet. Passed on the something at the get of the dentist, went of something fragile vase, came back, and with plenty of time to spare, veneers.
Well done, yes. Ash.
Yes, thank you.
How do you feel?
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I'm so excited.
What are you gonna do with $1,000?
I am probably gonna do some Christmas shopping and then maybe a little bit of self-care.
Good on you. Have you done much of your Christmas shopping yet, Ash?
Not a single bit. I'm always the girl on Christmas Eve that's like dashing around Eastlands like, oh my God, what do I buy people?
Yeah, we've seen you. Yeah, we're there.
That's us. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm that girl.
You're dashing around. We're prancing around. A couple of reindeers late for their Christmas presents, really.
Ashley, congratulations. Of course, this is all thanks to MyState Bank, the human way to bank. We couldn't do this without MyState. So, Ashley.
Sorry, Ash. Don't get the $50 today. Yeah. Unfortunately, you get the $1,000.
You get the $1,000, unfortunately, Ash. I hope that's okay.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much.
No, congratulations.
Well, Ashley, you absolutely. We didn't need to check any. Normally, we've got to create some suspense, but I think all those were just. Literally the spot on.
Yeah. V is one of those letters that people think are hard, but there's only so many V words. So.
Yeah,
there really is.
V for victory. Watching. Well done, because you've taken home the
Sorry, what was that, Ash? What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I listened, I think it was yesterday, or the day before. Your tip was always pass if you don't immediately know. So I think that was the tip that pushed me through. So thank you.
What you're saying, Ash, is you're going to give your friend Jimmy some of the money.
Maybe I'll buy my friend Jimmy a cup of coffee.
I'll take it.
Okay. Your friend Nathan also loves some caffeine.
No, mate, so. Busy.
News, weather, sport up next. But Jim, I want to ask a question now. 13 10 60 Hobart. What was your school leavers song? What was your school leavers song? Because it's that time of year again, Jim, where schools around Hobart are celebrating the school leavers, be they going on to college or into the real world, because the Mercury has released albums of school leavers, dinners and formals, with people officially graduating from the 2021 school year. Good work, guys, and I hope you have the time of your life.
I hope you had the time of your life.
This was mine, by the way. This is my grade 6 graduation song.
So take the photographs and still frames in your mind.
Weirdly, I had the Jimmy version. So a few years above me, you came back and you whipped out the acoustic guitar.
Well, I don't... You were just asking me behind the scenes if I had one.
Mm.
And I was like, I didn't, but... I also cracked it at my leavers dinner and refused to be a part of it.
Yeah,
because,
sure.
I was asked to MC with a mate of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Phil. And Phil was Nath before I had Nath.
Yeah, our boss, so, sweet Shelly Philly. Nath. You and him went to school together. It's beautiful.
So they were like, yeah, we should get you guys. You guys are funny and you'd be great. But then they basically pulled the pin on me because they thought, well, this is the last night of school.
Sure.
Jimmy's just going to rinse everyone.
Mm.
And I was. So I sort of refused to be a part of it. So I don't remember. But the year, so I was in a band as well during high school.
Sure.
The year before, so the people that graduated the year before, they asked my band, the Jubes.
Yeah, the Mighty Jubes.
To do the song.
Uh-huh.
So the song was Photographed by Nickelback.
Banger. This is a banger.
Yeah. So we played this song live and sung it with the Year 12.
So that's your connection to...
To Leavers.
That's kind of your Leavers song.
Yeah, I think we might have had one my year, but I refused to be a part of it once they said I can't.
No, I did some research. I know what your Leavers song was. It was this. That was what your teachers said to you. Get the hell out. Don't come back here.
Yeah, there was a point where I wasn't even on a table.
Yeah.
Because I cracked it and I went, all right, I'll come. And they're like,
they don't want you there, mate. That's why they're telling you to
leave.
Well,
guess what? I'm on the stars of the past wall now. So who's laughing? This guy.
131060, the question we're asking is, what was your school leaver song? Imogen from the Fun and Games Department, she's helping us outside on the phones. Im, you had a couple, didn't you? You had a couple of different leaver songs.
Yeah, year 10 leaver song was Dancing Queen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how can you not? That's a, it's random because how old are you, Imogen?
25. I was 16 in year 10.
This song is, I guess, older than you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have to guess, mate. It's pretty obvious.
And that was your Leaver song?
That was year 10. Year 12, I have a gripe about this.
Mm-hmm.
Our year 12 group was the year, like we were all born in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Our deputy house captain, Fergus, I'm going to name him, name and shame.
Name and shame.
He was born in 95. And so half of our year really wanted the 1996 by the Wombats to be our song because okay. It made sense. And he was like, no, we're going to play the Arthur theme song instead.
This one.
That's the one.
This was your Leaver song.
This Arthur. Was my Leaver song in year 12.
As in from Hey Arthur.
Every yep.
Walking down the street.
Wish I was kidding.
And then what?
This is so Fergus made this like a one-out call. It was a vote. What was it?
I can't remember. We did vote. We all like put out our suggestions. And he sort of just made the final call.
This is not a Leaver. This is just a theme song.
I know.
I mean, it's a banger.
Hey.
No, sorry, Fergus. I got some feedback for you as well. Yes. Fergus, get out.
What's he doing now? Nobody knows.
13.
He became Michael Ferguson, Minister for Transport.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, this relevant. 13, 10, 60. Jump on the phones right now. School Leaver songs. Do you remember it? What was it? Hello, Jimmy Nathie.
Hello! Nice, good to see you.
We love you, Frank. We love National Tiles. Good on you, guys. Hey, Jimmy, just ask a question. 13, 10, 60. What was your Leavers song? This is because all the Leavers formals and dinners from all the colleges and high schools and all happening around town at the moment. We thought we'd capitalise on the opportunity and see if people remember what their Leavers song was. I remember what mine was. It was Green Day. This is a classic. Happens all the time. You don't remember what yours was.
I was uninvited from my Leavers dinner for obvious reasons. But the year before, I was in a band, and so the Leavers year before asked us to play Photograph by Nickelback.
Yeah. Absolute classic. Ex Benny's absolutely losing it.
Yeah.
He's in the studio with us.
We had to rehearse with him. And so me and my mates, you can imagine, they're like, oh, we got photo on Nickelback. We're like, all right, you ready? And then we'd be like, I like the
Ex Benny, do you remember what your Leaver song was?
Keep on Moving.
Oh, yeah.
Five.
Another cloud. I feel like there's a list of like five of them. Really, there you go. This is a good one. Did they give you like a standing ovation as you left?
As
see you guys.
Out.
We got a guard of honour.
I reckon I would have loved to leave this.
Oh, you would have a great time.
All right. It's not too late. 13, 10, 60. Can Jimmy come to your Leavers?
He needs to go to one. Jason from Claremont. Jace, what was your Leavers song? Do you remember it?
It was As We Go On by Vitamin C. Like, what, the 2000s ended up with that?
Oh, yeah. It's at this one. As We
Go On. Yeah.
Does this bring back some memes for you, Jace?
Just a few.
Did you vote for this one, Jason, or was like everyone else sort of picked it?
I don't think I voted for it, but it was just everyone else.
It's just, I don't know, like it's a go-to one though, isn't
it?
You know
what
I mean?
It's a bit cliche.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't talk. I had Time of Your Life.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I can't talk. Michelle from Blackmans Bay. Mish, do you remember what your Leaver song was?
Yeah, it was Boys to Men, End of the Road.
Yeah, love it. Is that it, Mish?
That's it, and it was real sappy, and everyone stood up, and we all cried. Well, I did.
when you hear it now, Michelle, how does it make you feel?
It still brings back those memories every time I hear it.
When you're listening to Eggs Benny on Fridays, for RB Fridays, do you get a yep. tear rolls down the cheek when you hear Boys to Men?
Not so much now, but...
No, I just meant listening to Eggs.
Thank you, Michelle. Tamika from Claremont. Hi, Tamika. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
We're going all right, Tamika. Do you remember what your Leaver song was?
It was my son's grade 6 Leaver song, and it was Graduation by Juice WRLD.
Oh. As we go. Just a remix version, really, of a classic.
Did you say grade 6 Leavers?
Yeah.
Grade 6 and they had Juice WRLD.
Bit of Juice
WRLD. Bit of Juice WRLD for all the grade 6s.
Well, in grade 6 I did love Juice.
Yeah, yeah. That, maybe that's why.
Thanks for laughing. Yeah. Ben and Nathan, you find it funny. Cheers, guys.
Good on
thanks
you,
thanks for the support here.
Silent, you two just looked at each other and went, awful, Jim.
Thanks.
Awful.
Thanks for backing him in. Yeah. You two looked at each other and went, it's like you were looking at each other for approval to laugh. And you both went,
Ben and I looked at each other and just went.
It's my bloody Lemus dinner again. I've been left out. Oh. Thanks, guys. I gotta get out.
Yeah, you're right, mate. It's all right. That's why you were uninvited to your Leavers dinner. No more Juice World, gang.
I love juice in your
six. And Jim, please welcome to the show a Tassie cooking sensation. He was on the fourth season of MasterChef. He was the Ben who wrote the menu for Australian TV series Ben's Menu, funnily enough. Yeah,
Ben.
He's
wow.
The guy. He attributes his love of food to his grandmother. He would have been the best chemistry teacher going around because he used food to teach, which is unreal. His Instagram indicates that he puts his kids to work often in the kitchen too. And he's now the culinary curator of Peacock and Jones Restaurant located within the Henry Jones Art Hotel building. Please welcome the one, the only, Ben Milbourne. Benny, welcome.
Thank you, gentlemen. Before we get into anything, congratulations on the ad.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Oh, new casino coming soon. You've seen it. The whole thing CGI'd.
We were just chatting to you. People around the state have been chatting to you as well.
Yeah,
saying that
five
it's...
people. And I was lucky enough to know the cameraman. So I've got some behind the scenes pictures. So I used them to prove to people that, no, that was actually legit. They did it for real.
I hope you don't have all the behind the scenes footage, Ben.
I've been told about some of them, mate.
It's me crying in the boat.
Yeah. There's
3 hours of footage of Jimmy drying his undies.
Yeah. No, I don't know why they had to film that. It was weird. I said to Andrew, I was like, mate.
He kept telling you it was important.
Yeah, he's like, rock, you keep the cameras rolling, guys. We don't know what we're using yet.
New casino opening next week, guys. That's huge. Stay tuned for that. Hey, Benny, just before we get into this, I mean, it's awesome that you're the new culinary curator of Peacock and Jones. It's fun to say culinary curator.
It's a cool title, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very cool.
It makes you feel very important.
Well, what does that mean? What does culinary curator mean?
So it means you oversee the menu. You work with the team, overseeing the menu, making sure that the menu really does is linked to what the ethos of the restaurant is.
Yeah, okay.
And the ethos of the restaurant is a Tasmanian food experience.
Yeah, okay.
So we're looking at the menu with every iteration going forward from here is how close can we get it to be like you were a Tasmanian, you grew up in Tasmania, this is what Tasmanians experienced their whole lives.
Yeah.
And we are really lucky that, I mean, I grew up diving for abalone and crayfish and going out hunting and things like that. So the restaurant is about showing someone what that Tasmanian food experience really is.
Now, you're working with the new head chef. We call him Ish.
Ish.
He goes by Ish. Ish. You two have kind of been travelling around the state, been filming some stuff, putting together this menu.
In a helicopter and a boat.
Don't copy our stuff, Ben. They had a real one, though. Ours was just CGI. Now, I believe this new menu, it tells quite a few stories. It's all about storytelling and stuff, too. Can you tell us, how do you intertwine telling stories and, as you said, like this Tasmanian heritage within a food menu? How does that work?
Well, I got to ride on the back of a ute, so that was as far as I got. And we didn't
see they sprung for a ute for you, did they? Yeah, great.
Ben's like, hello. No.
Yeah. We were on a farm in Hamilton, and I got to drive on the back of the ute, so that's as far as I got. But the storytelling involves the producers.
Sure.
And that's what most people who come to Tasmania to have a food experience want to, that's the reason they're coming, because Tasmania is a food region, it's a food state, and food miles are really low. So they want to know. The diners who are going to go to Peacock and Jones want to know, where does the food come from?
Yeah.
How is it grown? How is it cared for? Who looks after it? And those stories are told through the producers on every single plate.
It's such a cool thing because I feel like, I mean, we've been lucky enough to go around the country, but also to go around this state. And there is no other place, no other state like Tassie that can do this. Would you agree?
And I'm like you two. You guys get to travel and see the state probably more than most locals do. We take it for locals take it for granted that we've got this beautiful state to access. But when I've made a living over the last 10 years of traveling around meeting farmers, meeting producers, and getting a real good look at sort of at the grass level how the state lives on agriculture. And you do. It is a uniquely Tasmanian experience that you don't get anywhere else because the state is the whole island is a big farm.
Yeah.
And it can be a marine farm or it can be an on-land pasture farm. It can be fruit and veg farm. It doesn't matter. It's all here in Tasmania. It's not only is it the best in Australia, but I think, again, I've been lucky enough to travel the world. It's the best produce in the world as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. And it's sort of like the closeness of everything as well. I don't know if you agree, because, like, again, Nathan and I are very lucky. We've been travelling around the state. We're talking earlier, we went to Flinders, and, you know, there's guys that just drive past you and go, I've got a few crays in the back.
Yeah. Like, leave them on your front porch.
They throw to the restaurant.
So abalone as big as a dinner plate.
Yes. Yeah. It's insane.
And like, you know, in Melbourne and stuff, like, yeah, they've got some amazing restaurants and stuff, but there's no closeness to all Tassie. Everything is sort of right here in our backyard. How important is that when you, I guess, you're putting a menu to make sure you're getting all that stuff, like, you know, fresh right at the door?
It's impossible in Sydney and Melbourne to really be local because the city is so big. Tasmania, I think, is probably the only state where you can set yourself up and say we are truly local. And it is, again, because that's a differentiating point of the way you come here, then you have to walk the walk. If you're going to talk it, then you have to source your ingredients from local suppliers.
Absolutely.
And that, going back to the first question, that's how you tell your story.
Yeah.
You tell your story through those local suppliers.
What about the sustainability element of that as well?
It's hugely important. Now, I think that's been the driving force over the last 10 to 15 years that's changed the Tasmanian food industry is sustainability. We went from big farms growing vegetables from the canes, where we'd freeze the vegetables and send them to the mainland, to looking at it going, this is just not a workable model.
Yeah.
This isn't the way to do it. We should be creating niche ingredients, small harvest, small farming systems, and making sure it's sustainable for the future, because we can't keep growing carrots and freezing them and sending them to McCain. So there's been a complete change into how we farm, why we farm, what we farm. That's completely changed. And that coincided with the Mona effect in Hobart, this new food wave that happened with food media.
Because I'll be honest, every time I have to microwave some veggies, I'd never do it for long enough, and then I could never be bothered to keep going it. So I'm going through, like, with some warm peas, but then there's still a frozen carrot in there, and I just have to cop that. Won't happen at Peacock and Jones.
Nathan and I don't live together anymore, but he did call himself the culinary creator of our house for a while. I was unsure.
Mate, no one else is doing frozen veggies. Benny, we're super pumped for this. Congratulations, the culinary creator of Peacock and Jones, guys. Make sure you get down there. It is an awesome restaurant. But Benny, before we do let you go, we were just talking about school leavers songs. And we wanted to let you leave the studio today with a little trip down memory lane for you. So here it is, your school leaver song.
You're gonna make me cry.
Which was the same as mine. We'll give you a guard of honour as you leave. It'll just be me and Jimmy, you other students in the class. Ben Milbourne, here you go.
I hope you had the time of your life.
You're getting emotional?
Oh, it brings back so many memories. It really does. I think that was probably 90% of Australia's.
Yeah, it was my song. Not original.
The worst part is we just, like, Nate said it was his, and then we asked everyone to call, and we had heaps of people. So I guess everyone has a song.
Yeah.
Most people call that with Green Day. Yeah.
You think it was special to you?
Yeah.
No, it was special to half the schools in the country.
Yeah. Yeah. The teachers must have lied to you going, yeah, no, it's good pick.
Yeah. Funnily enough, this song on repeat at Peacock at Jones, which is awesome.
Ben's playing live. He's on the guitar.
We've got a PowerPoint of sort of my high school days going fast. Yeah.
Absolutely. Benny Milbourne, congratulations, mate. Thank you so much for joining us at Peacock and Jones. Go and check it out, guys. It is awesome. Thanks for joining us,
Thanks,
Ben.
Gentlemen.
Just wrapping it up.
The week that was.
Oh, that's right. It's Friday. Holy hell. It's the end of the week.
I know.
It's Friday.
It's gone through eggs. Benny has
to. It's R&B Friday.
That it is.
You playing some R&B bangers today, eggs, Benny?
Some more Boyz II Men.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
J-Lo's in there. Kanye. Lauren.
Boy, yay, as he's referred to now.
He's now yay, isn't he?
Just yay.
Yee.
Just yee?
Yee.
Yee. I reckon he should have gone the other way. It should just be Can. Can West.
Oh, John West does it best.
John West.
Isn't John Rest.
John Rest.
John West is related to Kanye West?
I reckon.
Somewhere down the line.
Yeah. I reckon there'd be a connection there. There would.
What's your favourite R&B
John West Fridays fish
artist? Benny? Artist. Not song artist. Who's your favourite R&B artist?
Ooh. I reckon Rihanna goes off.
Yeah, Riri.
Yeah, I'd love some new music from her. I mean, I don't know if it's too much to ask.
Well, she's making too much money doing everything else with Fenty.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't need it.
There were rumours that she was in the studio this year, like with Diplo and a few other guys recording some music, but...
Dip Dog.
Is that what they call him?
Is that what the kids call him?
Get the beers with Dip Dog.
Time for the show rating. I'm going to give it a 2 out of 10.
Oh,
sad. Because you two refused to laugh at my juice gag. And you looked at it. The worst part was Ben was looking at me and I went, oh, I was in six. I love juice. Ben looks at Nate. Nate gives like a little shake of the head and then don't laugh. So Ben doesn't laugh. Stitch me up a beauty.
You know, look, you can't hit them all. You can't hit them all. That's the problem.
It's the end of the week. So.
Yeah, it's the end of the week, mate.
What about you, Nate?
Oh, mate, I'm giving it a 9. 9 out of 10. Absolutely. 9 out of 10. I love the Lever songs. I thought they were great. With Benny Milbourn on, Tassie chef extraordinaire. Beck Thomas earlier on, Mayor of Glenorchy. So much going on there.
I just didn't feel love. This is how Ben felt the other day when we were having a go at him for the...
Yeah, literally.
Payback.
How's it feel?
Ben doesn't say goodbye today.
Yeah, how's the bloody feel, he says.
Absolutely stuff you, Jimmy, you dog.
Very over. Hey, guys. Well, this is awkward. The podcast is over.
That's it.
You should not be here anymore. I know what you're doing. You're probably seeing on the podcast, it's like, oh, there's still 30 seconds to go.
Round of applause for getting to the end.
Oh, yeah, well done to you. Unless, of course, you skip to the end, you cheats.
But, yeah, stop listening.
Yes, it is. It is done,
it's
guys.
It's done.
It is done.
That's it.
This is just a little... We've just decided to put this on the end.
This is just us to tell you that it's over.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
There's nothing else. There's literally nothing else.
You can keep listening, but it is just Nathan and I telling you, our listener... That there's nothing else.
We might even leave a little bit of silence just to really ram home that there's nothing.
Nothing else.
Ready?
Yeah. That's
told
it.
Told you.
Stop. Nothing
it's done.
Else.
Get out of here.
Stop listening!